this idea from my kitchen when I was making ellipse. I recorded a load of sounds from my house, which is elliptical shaped. So I'm going to start the song like this. So I have to be quiet because I'm going to leave it now. Okay. Well, actually, first I'll sing a little bit. No, I'm going to leave it first. Oh, I can't decide. I've never done this song live like this before. Oh. Okay, here we go. By the way, I'll just make a disclaimer. It's going to be a mess tonight. Last time you saw me in LA, it was amazing. In fact, I have to say, I wouldn't have to tell myself, it was probably the best gig I've ever done. I also came off stage and I was like, I was really good tonight. And they were like, yeah. And usually people say, oh, you were great. And I'm like, shut up, stop lying. But this time I actually thought I was good. But this time, I know I'm not going to be good. Last time, New York got the first show of the tour, and I was an absolute shambles. And then you got the end of the tour. And this time, you get the beginning of the tour, and then you get the end of the tour. So, I'm going to be learning a lot of things tonight, and a lot of things are going to go wrong, and I'm going to forget loads of lyrics. But this is the first time ever that I've done a gig for ellipse, so...
Thank you.
that was worth taking my ears out for. Excellent, thank you. Okay. Right. So, there's another one I haven't played before. I love this one. This is the last one I wrote on the record. And I wrote it because I felt like maybe if I wrote a song about it, I'd get more of it in my life. Being in bed with somebody nice. It's also about, I don't have that in my life. Do you ever feel like you're kind of never really there? Like you're kind of somewhere else most of the time. You know that you're here, but you kind of feel like you're kind of out there. And that's what I feel like most of the time. And so I wrote this song to kind of, because I think the only time I felt like I was really in the moment, sorry, all those who can't see me. I'm working on an invisible cloaking thing. The moment. Being in the moment. It's all about being in the moment. And when you're with somebody in bed and you're kind of just lying together, I think that's when you kind of get that being in the moment thing. So not necessarily having sex. Just being there. Okay. So this is Between Sheets. Okay. Oh, sorry, before we go, I just have to explain something. See these things? You see these things? On the film? Can you hear that? They're little microphones, and they're really good because because I can go around, luckily. I can play that, and you can hear it. I can play that, and you can hear it. You can hear that. Can you hear that? See? Isn't that good? I don't have to have a million mics. That's just laziness, really. Everyone's going to love them now. Anyway, so I'm going to run around the stage and I'm going to kind of record things and hopefully get the right feedback as well. Okay, so here we go. I'm tracking, right? I think I'm going to start.
Thank you.
I'm going outside and take it all in. You see.
step from a stranger, an unexpected smile, with big intention. So I stayed at your station. I'm always on about the day you should have that.
I had like sniveling nose and sore throat, and I've been really knackered. And then tonight, it's like, it's really strange, but I feel actually all right. I'll retract that one. I have to do that high note in hide and seek later on. Okay. So I like this one. Tim and I are going to do this song. I really like it. Okay, so here we go. Where we are, where are we? Where are we? Okay. Dum, 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 dum. Dum, 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 dum. Derek, he's going to get a whipping later. Not really. You've got to buy that. Okay. Oh, there's a gun. Dum, 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 dum. Dum, 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 dum. Dum.
She pops into the bathroom. She's trying to look like. Go through the motions, but it isn't. Holding it in, it just makes you feel better. And not feel so loud. I say hi now. This is my bad body down. This is my bad body down. My bad body down. I got my bad body down. She's trouble. She's trouble. She's trouble. She's trouble. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I managed to lose a shaker at the bar in the gym 5 minutes. It feels so good to be back on the zone again. Get quite confused. It looks like similar, except she's got some grades and a little extra weight on the sides. Stupid guys, I hate that that's a bitch to get rid of. No, 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 no. I guess that's a no then. Seeing as you're still here. Seeing as you're still here. Still here. I say hi there. To my bad body done. This is my bad body done. My bad body done. I'm my bad body done.
If you like, you, want to be doing something and you want to be like ready for that thing, whether it's an interview or whether it's a, whatever it is, and you kind of turn up to the interview naked. And that's what it's like, I feel completely naked. Okay.
Where do we
attempt to do this song because I think I should. But I just the first time I've actually ever played it through ever was while you were piling in and I was behind the curtain. I hate to admit that I'm so unprepared. I don't know how it happened. I really don't know how it happened. I've been so damn busy. It's just like. Okay. Right. Are we going to give a shot? Yes. Poor Chris. He's a professional musician. And he's a pro. He's used to people rehearsing and kind of coming on stage like what he's doing. And yeah, he's great. He'll be. Just turn him up and me down. Okay, here we go. Thank you. that right? Okay. This is Honey Lemon. I'm just going to take some. There's a song that I did once, and I did it. Well, it's had a long, strange journey live, because originally I started out doing, I'll tell you Just For Now, I started out doing Just For Now with all my gear, and I couldn't figure out how to do it live. So eventually I just sang on the piano. And then one day, when I was doing it live, I was singing away at the piano, Just For Now, Just For Now, and everyone in the audience was really quiet, like ridiculously quiet, and it was just like way back up here, it was. And I was playing this song, and I realised everyone was really attentive. And when I finished, this guy, Jim, came up to me and he said, you know, you had your piano on in that song, nobody could hear it. And I was like, really? So all they could hear was me singing. They couldn't hear me, they could see me miming the piano. So, this is why I was crazy. So anyway, I decided to just do it all vocals. So then I did a version where I kind of looped my vocals, and I don't know if anyone's seen it online. Have you seen it? Good. So I'm going to ask you to be my looper. Is that alright? It means you have to sing and be merry. So I'm going to direct you as if I was a conductor. Because I've done that loads of times, and I really like to do it with you. Because the one time, I was doing it in Cambridge in England, and my loopers didn't work. So I'll get into the mic. I was doing it and my loopers didn't work, and I said, oh, I'm so sorry, I can't do that, so I wasn't going to have my loopers. And they were like, we'll be your loopers. So that's where it started, and I haven't done it since then. I just thought it'd be nice to do. So I need to get the key. And I think it's a new one. Just for now. Okay. So I'm going to start off by going just for now. You're not saying that. You can choose which third you want. Oh, there's people out there. It's not. I can't see you. Just like a mass of black. I'm sorry, what baby. So one third and you're up there. Just for now, no, it's not my key. No, just for now. Okay. Just for now. Okay. Just for now. Okay. Just for now. Excellent. So once you've done that, you're kind of looping around. So every time I go into the chorus, you have to switch into that. Meantime, at the same time as doing that, you have to clap. So we have to go just for now, just for now, just for now. Exactly. And occasionally, when I'm singing a verse, can you go dum dum I okay? So I want you to do the kind of rhythm. You'll get it. It is definitely funny. What have I got? Some kind of different action. Does it come down? Right. So, you ready? Okay. Just for now. Just for now. Just for now. Just for now. Just for now.
Pretty good. Tears start crying.
to know. I always wanted, and never have too many things. But when you're cooking me on the table, I'm trying so hard to make a shut up about it. Can we settle down, please? Oh, it's that time of year, being alone, hopelessness is a sign. Nice fancy wordies, but this one's actually my favourite. So, okay. Yeah, awesome. Okay, so here we go. Let's see if you recognise. I'm gonna play another old one.
As it gets weird out touching me, I'm staring so long. Can we just be friends? I feel the years coming on. Alright then I can keep your number for a rainy day. That's a reticence. No mistakes, don't miss the heaven. I feel a weakness coming. distance at a critical law. On the double, gotta get a hold. Put it on the time, 1 second to go. No response on any move. Middle edge is missiles on the sea. Stolen over law. System down the gun controllers. No way out, cause we are surrounded. So give it.
Thank you.
idea. Because you don't have a cellist, if that's the truth. I kind of play cello, not very well. I thought, oh, I'll learn it before the tour. I'll learn the cello. But I didn't have any time, and of course I can't do that. So what I decided was that I would invite somebody every day to come and play. And so the other day, I was on Twitter, and I just said, right, anyone who wants to come and play at the LA show, then come online, and then we'll audition you. So I auditioned, actually three people, three people made it. And Lauren was the person I chose. Well, she's not here, that's a fluffy rug. Lauren's going to come, and she's going to play the cello part for Aha. She actually plays it better than any of us. We had a little go at sound check. Yeah, she did this thing on vocal, I don't know if anyone's seen that. It's like, you know, kind of live, kind of internet TV thing, and I'm kind of the host, and I bring people on to do stuff. And yeah, Lauren was just brilliant. She just totally, like, she owned it. So, she's going to own it again. And we're all going to kind of scurry along behind and try and keep up with her. okay. So, we're going to do a little bit differently, because this isn't the record. Right. Okay, let me F. Right. Shall we?
Let us
begin. Let us tomatoes.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
feels like time has completely flown. What time is it now?
Sorry, it's midnight.
I'm going to buy a movie again. But I can't believe it's 20 to midnight already. It's like, okay. So, the reason why I'm saying that is because this is the last song.
Thank you.
I'm going to spend hours in crossing it in Diamante, so I could walk out on the stage and it'd be like ping, ping, ping. But I have far better things to do with my time. I've got lots of hours on the bus now, so it'll probably be like that in Salt Lake.
La la. Circles in the coffee.
take over the sweeping insensitivity of this still love. This is the last song on Let's Keep Yourself, and I really, really love it. It's got a lot of drama to it. And I hope you won't have too much drama right now. It's called Play What I Said. I said, moment I said, moment I opened my mouth, let in your eyelids, bulldoze the life out of me. I know what you're thinking. But darling, I'm not thinking straight. Suddenly, things just happen. We can't explain. Oh, to LA in April. So I'll play more stuff then. But right now, I can't say this one. La la la. Right. Are you ready? Okay. Good. Okay, we'll do this. Right. Okay. Oh, this is our last song. You don't believe me now, do you? I'm furious. Okay, this is Tidal, and okay, it's not really my last song. I can't lie. I'm a terrible liar. So this is our last song. And I may come back and do another one. No.
Yeah.
A huge thank you to all the crew and all the people on my team who've helped me get this together, because there's been tears. I've been crying. I know, it seems silly now, but I was crying, I was very upset, I've been quite short and things with people sometimes, and all the band and everything have just been so supportive. Like, they've literally been waiting around for me for most of the time while I've been rehearsing, because I've been trying to work out all this new gear that I bought. Which I stupidly bought like a week before tour and completely changed my whole setup. It was a bit sick, really. Actually, I'm going to get rid of this so you can see me while I play my last song. And thank you. And thank you very much for putting up with me today. But when I see you next, which will be in April, hopefully. In fact, I hope I'm going to do Coachella this year. That'd be nice. I'd like to do Coachella. So I'm going to play you one more song, and I'm going to end. I'm going to end with this song. That's the last one on this record, and I really love it. It's but it's called Half-Life, and I really love it. So thank you all very much for a wonderful evening, and I'll see you in April, and just thank you for all your support, and thank you for, I can't believe this place sold out in 2 hours. Yeah. And I was saying downstairs in the dressing room, as they were kind of frantically doing my hair and I was practicing, just if there was any place in the world where I kind of felt slightly comfortable about kind of coming on stage being so unprepared, it'd be LA, because you feel like family to me. So. I know that sounds really cheesy, doesn't it? Anyway, last song. Thank you. So, here we go. Okay.
Oh, we love you!
Oh my god!
I knew that I'd get like this again. That's why I try to keep it vague. Be 100% when I'm with you, and then the perfect heart slips away. A stickler is if played, not one beat wrong. You never promised me anything, even sent me down, just how.
Absolutely.